I first met Chris Bliss about a decade and a half ago when he was a touring comedian, going from town to town, working the clubs. He came and did a charity comedy concert that I put together for Children's Hospital in the mid-90s, helped me raise a lot of money for them. And he continued on his way, and I continued on my way. And we stayed in touch, though, over the years, and I was thrilled a few years ago when Chris blew up virally online when a video of his famous closing bit got onto YouTube. It was Chris juggling to the finale to the Beatles' Abbey Road album. It got I don't know how many hits online. Chris, you got any idea how many hits you got?
You know, I think the numbers are somewhere between 60 and 90 million.
Yeah. When I say blow up, I'm talking about blowing up big time.
Well, that was impressive until that damn Susan Boyle came along.
You know what? You're still a better juggler than her. I don't care what anybody says.
Slightly better looking in a dress. That's the scary part.
Well, who isn't? anyway, Chris has been working for the last few years on not a juggling routine and not a comedy routine, but on a little civics project called the Bill of Rights Monument Project. And I've had him on over the course of the last few years at various times for updates on this, because the basic concept here was that there is nowhere in the United States a monument to the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution, which lay out things like, minor things like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to own a gun.
Right to bear arms, the presumption of innocence, no cruel and unusual punishments, et cetera.
So there was some small town, I believe up in Iowa, that became the first community to unveil a Bill of Rights monument, and that was last year, the year before, Chris?
That was July 5th, 2008.
Okay, so almost 2 years ago. And Chris has continued to work on getting these moved in various other places around the country. His biggest project is in Austin, Texas, where he has been making some progress in getting the people inside the State House to approve a monument outside the State House to the Bill of Rights. But he's run into a roadblock with a little online project called Facebook. And before we talk about the Facebook problem, give me an update on where we are on the Bill of Rights in Austin, Texas.
Well, first, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention five times in a row, mybillofrights.org is the website.
Right.
I think if people Google the Bill of Rights Monument Project, they'll find us, but it's mybillofrights.org. People that go there and go to the Texas page, there's a 90-second fly-through of the CAD drawings, of the computer renderings of what this design is to create the Bill of Rights Plaza on the existing plaza in front of the Texas State Supreme Court. It's beyond what I ever intended to do. It's just a remarkable design. I think it could become a national destination monument of the Bill of Rights. And it's got seating areas and a water feature and these blossoms that represent the blossoming of our freedom in America, one for each amendment. Each amendment is separated and freestanding so that people can read them and contemplate them individually and walk through them as a group. It's just really, it's a remarkable design. And we've gotten this far with the design intact. It's been approved by the legislature. It's been approved by the two state agencies that have jurisdiction over the site. It's been approved by all the stakeholders, including the members of both courts. So we have been officially authorized to release the designs and fundraise for the site. That may not sound like a lot, but that took 3 years to get through all those hoops. It's not easy to do things on this scale on public lands, and it's pretty remarkable to have come through it. I attribute it to the power of the idea and the power of these ideas and the necessity of putting them up back in our civic spaces. People say, why do you do, like, what's so big about town squares, which is the small projects and civic spaces? Well, every school kid in the county, or in this case, every school kid in the state, visits these locations.
Yep.
And it's something like 60 to 80,000 school kids a year in Texas alone. We're talking about something that would be put up there for generations in terms of, cost benefit. It's really a cost-effective way to keep these ideas current and alive and in the consciousness of Americans, because they are really what makes us important and different in the world, what's produced our prosperity. It's not just that freedom is good, it's that it also makes for a better world for everybody who gets to experience its benefits. And I'm very committed to this. Right now we're actually working with some groups in Arizona. We're trying to distribute pocket cards of the Bill of Rights in Spanish and English throughout the Hispanic communities there, so that if anybody does ask them for their papers, they can just hand them the Bill of Rights.
I love that idea, and Arizona would certainly be another great place to put that. In fact, all 50 states should have one of these, if not on statehouse grounds and some other public grounds. I'd love to see one here in St. Louis on the arts grounds.
Well, if anybody wants to get it organized, it's a simple five-step process. We will partner with local groups in helping them get it organized and come in and help them work on their fundraising. We have our second one about to get the necessary approvals for the site in Everett, Washington. That's pretty exciting.
Wow, congratulations.
To get a second one underway. You didn't know about that.
I did not.
We had a chance to talk about that.
Yeah.
And we also have a small group in Westchester, Pennsylvania that I think might be moving something forward. And it's a little preliminary on this other one, but so I don't want to give too many details, but one of the service academies may be moving forward with something.
Terrific.
That, to me, would be hugely thrilling.
What kind of dollars are we talking about for Austin alone?
Well, the Austin project, again, it's something I never expected to do. The budget came in at $4 million, which, of course, is a lot of money and sounds like a lot of money, but you have to put these things in perspective for what they are. First, it has to be built better than your average construction-grade materials because it's got to last for 100 years, you know.
At least.
The second thing is that, for example, we've always talked in terms of impact with our design team here about the Vietnam Memorial, and that project in today's dollars would cost over $22 million.
Mm-hmm.
And just in terms of Texas, $4 million will buy you 8 skyboxes at the new Cowboys Stadium for 1 year. Okay? I mean, that's like 1.5 amendments per skybox, and you only get the skybox for, what, 8 games? Depending on,
You get 10 full amendments.
You get 10 full amendments. So the idea, I mean, you have to put those things in perspective.
Yeah.
And not a great fundraising environment here, but, you know, this is open-ended on how long we get to raise this money. So we're I moved myself and my wife, Daisy, here to Austin to pursue it, and we're making inroads and setting up the infrastructure. And I think because it's a powerful idea that's easily communicated and something that's so clear that the country needs a bridge between right and left, something to help bring us back to our ideas and our ideals. I just think that this is and also something that will stand for future generations to educate themselves. I think we're going to get there. I mean, I've been surprised at every step of the way by the positive responses, and it starts with getting people excited by the idea and the design, and the money follows.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris talking with Chris Bliss from MyBillOfRights.org. Now let's talk about the problem with Facebook. What did they do here?
Well, any group that's trying to fundraise on the scale we're trying to fundraise on needs to use social networking these days. So naturally, you know, my development director said, we've got to do something on Facebook. Well, we do have a page on Facebook now, mybillofrights.org, fan page on Facebook, but we can't post the URL to our website on Facebook because somehow in their mysterious and opaque process of judging what is and isn't abusive content for links from Facebook, the Bill of Rights has been judged by Facebook to be abusive content.
What?
So if you try to post on your Facebook page, hey, I just heard about this cool project, go see mybillofrights.org, you get this little message that says part of your Facebook posting has been determined to contain a link to abusive content, and you can't post it on your site.
Oh, my God.
So if you want to do, there's a page on Facebook that, I mean, I'm not making this up, and I'm not against anything that Facebook wants to allow. I'm not in favor of banning. I'm a Bill of Rights advocate.
Right.
But I don't know how to politely say this, but we'll just put, you know, exclamation point, asterisk, blah, blah, for that dirty word. Blank the Troops is actually a Facebook page on Facebook. They won't take that down. I'm in favor of them not taking it down, okay? Because the answer to free expression that you don't like is more free expression, and it's resulted in a lot of other Facebook groups against it. Fine and well. I like the dialogue. I'm very interested in the conversation, okay? All that's good. You can put up, that mock prayer that basically has people going, you know, Michael Jackson was my favorite entertainer. Lord, you took him. so-and-so was my favorite, this lord you took him, did I tell you Barack Obama's my favorite president? So that's posted on Facebook. So you can say, blank the troops and pray for the president to be taken.
You can put
that's
up,
all on Facebook. But a link to a Bill of Rights website has been banned by Facebook, and they do not respond to customer service
requests. I love the irony here. The Bill of Rights, first and foremost of those in the First Amendment, would be the freedom of speech.
Banned on Facebook.
Although, there's other speech that they allow through, including all sorts of hate mongering and death threats. That sort of stuff can be on there, but you can't link to mybillofrights.org.
No, if anybody tries to post that on their Facebook page, they will get an abusive content warning. And I've been going around and around through the maze with Facebook for months. I went through 2 months of emails that resulted in the final email being word-for-word identical to the first email that basically said, well, just don't post the abusive content. You know, and it's like, don't you understand? You can't get them to review their policies. You know, they claim they have this large group of people who review all of the banning things.
No, they don't.
Set of standards, and it's like, oh, please. You know, there's a guy named Andrew Noyes, N-O-Y-E-S, who's their spokesperson whenever they get busted for this. But, you know, they're an important part of our town square also right now, and they are completely and totally unaccountable for what they decide does and is and isn't approvable by their content standards. And this just proves how that ain't working, how the robot police don't know how to analyze anything as to, you know, and yet we all think, oh, good for Facebook. I'm so glad they're preventing this abusive content from being spread around. Yeah. Really helpful that they're preventing a Bill of Rights Monument Project website from being listed.
I don't even understand how mybillofrights.org comes close to the definition, or anything on the site comes close to the definition of abusive content. And what's, I'm sure, even more frustrating to you is there's no one there to explain that to you either.
No, that's, you just run into a wall when you try to go toward that stuff. And obviously it's an algorithm of some kind. We were pre-banned. Now, I don't know who's, I mean, they claim people have reported this as an abusive content website. It makes no sense, you know. And the total lack of accountability and transparency here is just, you know. So I'm hoping we'll get a Facebook campaign going among people to just go, hey, come on, you know. And they should be more accountable.
Now,
you know, they should have a real process and not a fake process that's basically some search engine that puts up a search engine-generated blacklist. And from that point on, forget about getting around it.
Now, what about using some of these URL shorteners like tinyurl or babyurl.com?
Well,
now that
works, by the way. You can get around their bans, and we actually have the tinyurl on our mybillofrights.org Facebook page. We have the tinyurl posted for people to link if that's what they, you know, so to get around the ban.
Yep.
But the real point here is, you know, we're turning our lives over to Google and Facebook and all these other social media and web-based data systems.
Yep.
And they are, and their response to anything that goes wrong in the way that they are analyzing, processing, and then banning and/or allowing data is complete and utter silence and unaccountability until they get called on it by major media. And then they trot out a spokesperson who, if you try to reach that spokesperson, if you're somebody like me, you never get a response.
Yeah.
So I think we need to be careful if we really want to preserve free expression and all the other freedoms, that we need to make the digital robots and search engines somehow accountable. We need to make these huge data corporations more responsive to what they will and won't allow, because they know everything about us, and we know nothing about their process.
It's time we put our foot down before Skynet takes over. It's just another step. It's just another step.
Well, I'm not, paranoid about it, but it's pretty clear that you know, that they're huge and we're tiny and they don't care.
Somebody has to go to Joe Morton's house and show him what's inside Arnold Schwarzenegger's arm. That's the only way we're going to change this.
Yes, it's all the Matrix, Paul.
The website is mybillofrights.org, mybillofrights.org. You can go there and find out more about the project and maybe a little bit about the battle as well. And if you're on Facebook, please do post links to this using one of those tiny URLs like you'll
find. Well, if they can get the tiny URL from the mybillofrights.org Facebook page. We can actually post it as a Facebook page, but we can't post the link to the site.
That is unbelievable.
And if they link to Chris Bliss, it takes them there also. I mean, I don't really have a Facebook presence. I just, you know, I'm just using it to call attention to mybillofrights.org more than anything else.
Great. Congratulations on the moves in Washington and elsewhere. As I've told you, I hope someday to be talking to you about starting one up here in St. Louis, because I'd love to see a Bill of Rights monument on the Arch grounds here or somewhere else in our town. But that's a project for other days down the line.
Well, it would take two or three of your listeners, one from the, you know, one from the right, one from the left, and one independent, to just say, hey, we like this idea. They email me, and I'll show them how to walk it through and to do something that's just a, that's just like a 3x4 foot plaque with a seating area and in an area of high traffic and everything. It's not that expensive, Paul. I mean, it could be as little as $40,000 to do something like this. It's not hard. You'd find a site. You figure out which agency has jurisdiction. You come together and go through your community on it. That's not a large – in Everett, Washington, we're actually going to do – we're considering doing – my development director wants to do a maximum contribution thing. So, well, you can't contribute more than $50 to this. I said, what do you want to do that? I tried that in the past. It was a bad idea, raising $4 million that way. She said, Chris, we're not talking about $4 million. And the beauty is that if you say you can't give more than $50, people know you're not going to keep coming back and hounding them for more.
Mm.
So I thought, not only that, but when it's up there, it represents 1,000 people.
Right.
And that's got more power to it right there. So it's not that hard to do. It just requires a little bit of commitment and stick-to-itiveness, and then we will help give you the outline of the process, and we'll guide you through it, and I'll come in and do a show to help you fundraise for it.
The website, again, is mybillofrights.org. Chris Bliss, the man behind the whole project, thank you so much for your time
today. Banned by Facebook. Thank you so much, Paul.
Banned by Facebook.
My biggest claim to fame.